So what's new at the famous London Zoo?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a major creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Most of us, Ken, saw TV images or newspaper photos of those scantily dressed people on exhibit at the London Zoo. What really was going on there?
Well, in addition to the immodesty, man's supposed evolutionary link to primates was featured, as 8 people were part of a new animal display at this famous zoo. You see, these people were dressed in skimpy bathing suits. Fig leaves were pinned on. Of course, that's a hint to the book of Genesis. The zoo admitted that it wanted to teach the public that humans are just another primate. The people were even placed next to their so-called primate relatives. One participant directly contradicted the teaching in Genesis that humans are a special creation made in God's image when he stated, quote, "When they see humans as animals here, it kind of reminds us that we're not that special," end of quote. Now, when people accept that man's just another animal, there's going to be consequences, much more than a silly zoo exhibit. If they don't see themselves as accountable to their creator, well, the more they'll act like animals. They'll accept things like abortion. You see, why not get rid of unwanted babies, just like we do with unwanted cats? Standing on God's word not only refutes what a zoo's doing, but provides a biblical solution to problems like abortion.
Ken Ham tackles much more about social ills like abortion and how they connect to the creation evolution question in a free booklet available on our website, answersradio.com.